Ce podcast est une production La Parlotte. Troisième podcast de la journée, troisième entrevue, hein, parce que tu sais, on fait ça en version vraiment plus courte. Cette fois-ci, ben Shane Corson qui vient à notre micro, l'ancien du Canadien de Montréal deux fois. Pis...
Et les Oilers.
Et les Oilers. Ouais, toi, tous les Oilers. Hein.
Mais on est allé ailleurs que sur du hockey, par exemple.
Exactement. Ben, en fait, c'est relié avec sa carrière, mais d'une façon un peu différente. Fait que c'est cool, c'est des sujets qui sont pas faciles, mais qui sont tellement importants. Fait que moi, j'ai beaucoup apprécié cette discussion-là.
Vraiment, vraiment, dans les express qu'on a eus, dans les deux anti-expo à date, je pense que c'est probablement un des plus sympathiques qu'on a eu, honnêtement. Ils ont tous été, mais Shane, une coche au-dessus.
Ben, c'est une question d'ouverture aussi. T'sais, il a accepté d'aller là où est-ce que nous, on avait le goût d'aller. Puis il s'est ouvert, puis il était super généreux. Fait que on est très contents de pouvoir vous faire entendre ça. Donc voilà, le Sport Hobby Expo reprend demain. C'est à partir de 10h pour le grand public jusqu'à 17h. Et c'est au complexe multisport de Laval. Venez nous voir et surtout, venez voir les joueurs canadiens qui vont être sur place au courant de la journée. Here we go. Thank you, Mr. Corson, for being at our podcast. How are you today?
Doing great, thank you. And Mr., you don't have to worry about that. Call me Shane, please.
Excellent, Shane. Shane Corson, a legend on and off the ice. We've all heard about
my fun?
Yeah, like when you went on spitting chiclets and you were talking about cashing in your check at Perry. That was really funny.
Yeah,
but
it was.
I know it.
It was quite an experience at Montreal. Montreal's like a second home. I mean, I gave best small town north of Toronto. It's grown a lot, but spending my 10 years of my career here in Montreal, starting here in Montreal, the fans were amazing. The organization's incredible. The history of the Montreal Canadiens is just very special, and they're near and dear to my heart. But like you said, we had a great time on the ice, but we had a lot of fun off ice too, and it was why we were such a close team.
Yeah.
And never mind about the checks. I don't have any checks anymore. You don't cash them that way anymore, I'll tell you that.
No, I believe you. So you had two stints in Montreal. Any of those stints is closer to your heart for particular reasons, or you like them both equally, or?
I mean, every year I spent here in Montreal was special to me. Like I said, I owe a lot to the Montreal Canadiens, the fans of the Montreal Canadiens. Special team to play for, and the fans were incredible. They supported me through my whole career and sort of the organization. But I mean, my first 6 years here, we had a special team. I went to the finals a couple times when I was here.
A few Hall of Famers.
A lot of Hall of Famers. Some good friends that are still friends of mine. Chris Chalios is a good buddy of mine still. Knuckles Nyland, obviously, who took me under his wing and helped me immensely. And sort of Chelly and Bob Gainey, Larry Robinson. Guy Carboneau. I mean, I can go on and on. Every one of those guys on that team were special to me. But for me, the most special time here in Montreal was being drafted by the Habs, the Montreal Canadiens in the first round, eighth overall, right at the Montreal Forum, probably one of the greatest sporting events and arenas in the world as far as I'm concerned. So to be able to be drafted by them in Montreal at the Forum was special. And to share it with my mom and dad was special for me because they worked so hard and gave up so much and to give me the opportunity to play the game I love to play.
Yeah. And in 2001, you came out to Sports Illustrated saying that that you were suffering from panic attacks, and these were not common they were probably common, but that an athlete would come out and talk about that.
Yeah.
Did you feel a stigma from that, or?
Oh, ever since my dad died, but my dad died at 45 in 1993 when I had just after I was traded from the Habs. He was already sick when I got traded from the Habs. And he died when I was in Edmonton. So ever since then, I was always an anxious kid, a little bit nervous to be in front of a lot of people. Weirdly enough, I was on the ice. I felt comfortable, but I started having them slowly. And then when I got back to Montreal here and was facing a big decision whether to stay here in Montreal where I loved it or go back home to Toronto to be close to my family and my sisters and my mom, who was alone at the time.
Yeah.
I think it put even more stress on my life and started having the anxiety and panic attacks and depression and all the above. And I thought, you know, it was time to come out about it and talk about it, and if you know, get rid of that stigma, because it is a stigma out there, and a lot of people are afraid to talk about it. And,
yeah, I suffer from it too. So yeah. like it's a cause that's dear to my heart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I thought, you know, it's important for me to come out and talk about it, and if it helps one person not suffer or hide from it and talk about it and get the help they need, then it was worth it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you could have a better career if the services that are now available were offered during your career?
It's a tough question. I mean, you know, I feel lucky enough that I got to play 18 seasons. They say 19. I only played 3 games in one season here when I started here in Montreal, but I feel lucky that I got to play a game I love to play and get paid to do it, and had some great years, and got to play in the Canada Cup in 91, play in the Olympics in 98, play in 3 All-Star games. So I feel pretty good about the way things went, and I was pretty lucky to play with some great teammates, because that's the main thing. If you don't have good teammates and good coaching and a good organization, you're not going to be successful. You're not going to get those opportunities. But, I mean, definitely I wish there was more things offered back in the day. I just think that people weren't aware that people were suffering. We were hiding and didn't tell anybody about it, and we were afraid to tell people about it. So, you know, you can look back and say what ifs, but you know, I'm happy with the way things went. You know, you always have some things you look back and go, I wish I wouldn't have did that, but that's life. That's life. But, yeah, I wish that we weren't afraid to come out and talk about it, and got, you know, the help that I got later on in my life that helped me immensely. I wish I would have had that opportunity earlier on, but I can't blame anybody but myself. I have to, you know, I should have.
Did you have a lot of backlash back then? Because even like now, like when was it, 3 years ago, that like Jonathan Drouin came out with and
Carey Price came out.
That, yeah, and Carey too. And even then, like there was some backlash, even if people are more aware of it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's hard for people that haven't been through it to understand it. To be honest, you know that you've suffered with it yourself, so it's really hard for people to understand it. It's a powerful thing. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of injuries, lost my dad, and been through a lot of different things. But the mental health side of the brain is a really powerful thing, and when it takes over your life, it's hard to straighten it around. So, and I just don't think people are educated enough and understand how debilitating it can be, and how much it can affect you in your whole life. So I think that you know, people are starting to understand that more. There are people out there that are still doubters and probably think just snap out of it, and you know, you're a tough guy, you should be able to get through it. And I think that's why they look at hockey players, and they forget that you know, you have a life and you're a person before you're a hockey player. So I think that it's been a little bit, I think it's getting better, but it's probably a little bit of backlash. But I was pretty lucky, I had pretty good support.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time, Sean.
No, thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank you again.
Yeah, no worries, buddy.